This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark. Seek Asia is a provider of online employment marketplaces operating across 7 countries throughout Southeast Asia and Hong Kong. You may know them best as the people behind Jobstreet.com. So today I have the pleasure of speaking with Suresh Thiru, CEO of Seek Asia. Welcome to the show, Suresh. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks for having me on the show.
First of all, perhaps tell us, how has Seek Asia been doing in the current climate? I mean, unemployment in various countries is at decade highs. Is this reflected in the usage of your platforms?
Yes, certainly so. So if you look at us, we're the leading online employment provider across 7 countries in Southeast Asia and Hong Kong. So in a sense, we provide leading market indication for the availability of jobs across all these countries. And interestingly, we're seeing a very similar pattern across the countries. Job numbers have dropped up to 70%. But the good news is that we are already in some form of recovery, albeit a little mild and a little slow. But very interestingly, we see sort of the same trends of a trough and gradual increase in jobs. This pattern is interestingly repeated in all the countries and all drop over various time, depending on when the COVID crisis hits that particular country, and then they start recovering. So earliest to get hit, as you can imagine, was Hong Kong, and then followed by Singapore. And earliest to start recovering also Hong Kong and Singapore.
So Suresh, when you say you've seen up to a 70% drop in jobs in some countries, you're talking about the job postings across the various platforms, right?
That is correct. And because we are the leading player in all these markets, then we have the majority of jobs. So it's a fairly good representation of that country.
So Suresh, perhaps you could give us a little bit of insight into kind of specific industries. Are there particular industries which have been worst hit, and how is that reflected on your platforms?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So again, that differs by country, but let me focus on Malaysia and Jobstreet Malaysia. So if we look at Malaysia, then the top five industries that have been impacted, number one, and no surprise there, is manufacturing, particularly the textile, wood and plastic industries. Sports, professional services, hospitality, and accounting. So no surprises there around manufacturing, around hospitality. Those are quite evident, impacted essentially by this crisis. Hopefully they start recovering quickly as well. That's fairly well reflected in most of the countries. But of course, there's some slight variation by country. On the opposite side, it's not all bad news. We've also seen a growth in interest, particularly by job seekers. And certain industries are beginning to see a significant increase in interest by job seekers, in particular, the IT industry. And as you can imagine, also science and technology, government, health and safety. Those are all probably industries that are less impacted by the COVID downturn. We're also seeing a growth in the number of applications by job seekers in the food and beverage industry. That probably is driven by the fact that many people there have been displaced.
You've spoken before, Suresh, about the importance of intersector mobility. Is there anything in the data that you have that would reflect this kind of trend perhaps happening more and more now as countries move into recovery periods?
Yeah, I think that, if you look at any particular country, many things have changed post-COVID. So certain industries will be, in higher demand. Certain roles will be in higher demand. As I mentioned earlier, roles in the IT technology, health and safety, science and technology are all growing. You can imagine that these roles are better suited to work from home. These roles are better suited or more important in an era where, you know, we will be more dependent on technology as we work from home and collaborate online. And also, you can imagine that, you know, health and safety will be a higher focus and priority for lots and lots of people.
So has the interest from job seekers been primarily in the kind of full-time job areas, or is there also, are we seeing a corresponding increase in interest in part-time segments? And I'm asking this partly because I think we're starting to see a lot of small businesses, micro-entrepreneurs starting to crop up as people look to, in some cases, supplement an income that has been cut as employers have had to decrease salaries during like the MCO here in Malaysia.
Yeah, I think the area that we all need to be concerned about is, we are all predicting a rise in unemployment. So the Department of Statistics has indicated, that an unemployment rate will grow from around 3% to 5.5%. And that's quite unprecedented for Malaysia. So a number of people will be displaced. In the survey that JobStreet did, we surveyed job seekers. Unfortunately, one out of five told us that they have been displaced from their roles. So that's a significant number. So these candidates, will be actively looking for jobs. And clearly, an option for them, if not permanently, at least as a transition, would be to look at part-time roles before they land a permanent one. And so, yes, there has been an increase in the number of applications around part-time roles. That's partly driven by opportunity and partly driven by necessity.
You are kind of, I think, will be caught in the middle of this supply-demand mismatch. Because if, as you say, job postings have come down on your platforms, and yet we are seeing this influx of people who have, one in five of whom have lost their jobs, some of whom are experiencing uncertainty around their positions, what kind of a role do you play here?
Yeah, so, JobStreet is the leading marketplace for employment opportunities in the countries that we operate in, and definitely so in Malaysia. So in any marketplace, an ideal situation, it would be when you have a good balance between job seekers and the number of jobs available in the market and employers that are willing to hire. So in that situation, there is a good comparative dynamics between the two sides. And, generally we can fulfill the needs of both sides. Today, with the number of jobs now in Malaysia down approximately 50% and more job seekers being displaced, you will essentially have many job seekers looking for less jobs. So the number of applications clearly are going up. The number of job seekers, in need of a job has gone up. But on the corresponding side, the number of jobs available have gone down. So what do? We have run a number of campaigns to help job seekers. Number one, we quickly put up a COVID-19 resource hub. And the purpose of this hub is to help job seekers discover companies, industries, and roles that are still hiring, and also provide them with tips and information on how to apply, how best to interview, particularly in an environment where many interviews will not be done face-to-face. And secondly, we also, again, focusing on job seekers that are being displaced. We are also, we have launched a program called Work Now. So you can come on to your JobStreet account and tag yourself as Work Now. What that does is that it indicates to employers that you're available to start work immediately. And then our focus then is to work with employers that are trying to hire, that still have opportunities. And ideally, we would provide this service at no charge to them to essentially help job seekers get back onto their feet as best and as soon as possible.
I'm speaking with Suresh Thiru, CEO of Seek Asia. Up next, we're looking at competition, so stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking with Suresh Thiru, CEO of Seek Asia, the people behind Jobstreet.com. Now, Suresh, earlier we were talking about unemployment trends, and Malaysia right now is at almost a 15-year high in terms of unemployment. Jobstreet is not the only option that job seekers have in terms of looking to find a new source of employment. There are also names like Glassdoor, MyStarJobs, Monster. And while Jobstreet is one of the biggest players in the market, in the Malaysian market right now, how do you plan to continue capturing that market share, particularly since in this environment it presents quite a lot of opportunity for as well smaller players?
Yeah, so, you know, it is a very competitive market. But, you know, we've been providing this service here in Malaysia for over 20 years. So, you know, a number of different things actually work in our favor. Number one is that we are a trusted brand. You know, we have a track record of placing candidates. And if you look at surveys that we continue to do, we are by far the largest method for job seekers to find a job in this market.
But when it comes to trusted brand, I mean, there's also names like LinkedIn, right? And LinkedIn is one of those that they have fairly deep pockets considering they're backed by Microsoft. So how much of a danger would a name like that pose to you?
I think LinkedIn has got a great service. They are a sort of a social media platform that have got a number of different services there, including opportunities for people to get connected and find jobs. So clearly, you know, job seekers, particularly in a market like this, will continue to look at multiple opportunities. So we need to be aware, we need to be concerned. No one person can meet the requirements of all the job seekers. So sometimes we do complement each other. Nevertheless, you know, our service continues to be in good demand. That beyond our trusted brand, we also continue to innovate and build more services. In particular, we've invested significantly to essentially build better and better product for candidates. And our products now are more and more driven by AI, based on the data that we have, and differentiating ourselves from the international players is that our data is local. So we have deeper, better data on local candidates. So in that sense, we can match them. So if you look at our mobile app, for example, we've rolled out a completely new mobile app for candidates, and the new ones all based on helping job seekers match their needs, all based on AI, based on their preferences. It's not just about what they tell us, but also about their patterns of behavior, and all that's powered by AI. So that's a significant lift. We're also rolling out a new candidate search experience, and the full-blown one would be out in a week or two, and that again is powered by AI. So all this innovation that we are providing helps job seekers find a job faster, also helps them discover roles that they're not familiar with. And again, a key differentiator for us compared to the international players is the fact that, you know, we've got deep local data. So we've been competing with international players for a long, long time. Everybody's got a role to play, but we're very comfortable about where we are and how we are continuing to innovate to be leaders in this space.
Suresh, I'm curious about the take-up of your app. What kind of a reception have you seen so far?
So generally, you know, as in any industry today, we are seeing a significant shift from desktop to mobility. So, you know, approximately 70% of our users are now using mobile devices to access us. And a majority of them are moving on to the mobile app. So, you know, it's important that we provide outstanding services on our mobile app. It's at the point where you know, people would prefer to use a mobile app than the desktop services. So more and more investments are going into that space. That's again to make sure that we continue to be the leading player in this space.
I am also curious as to where exactly your revenue is coming from when it comes to JobStreet and your other platforms as well, because one would assume that it would come from companies advertising positions that they have available in order to better attract the attention of job seekers. Is that going to be under threat now, though, considering that many companies are going to be in somewhat dire straits? You know, they may not be looking to spend so much. They may not be looking to hire so many people. Is this going to affect your bottom line?
Yeah, so our revenue is based on the fact that, we have over 570,000 employers in our seven countries that are happy to pay us for the service of posting a job with us, for the technology that we use to match them with suitable candidates, for the ability to attract and process applicants on our platform and ultimately hire great talent for themselves. So that's essentially, you know, our revenue base. With the number of jobs down on our platform, the revenue correspondingly also drops. So short term, there is an impact. But more important for us is to bring to have strong long-term relationships with companies. And that's something that we're continuing to invest in this downturn. And we expect to come out of this downturn stronger and with more companies intact and looking to use us when things pick up. We've been through downturns before. 2002, 2003 was the SaaS downturn where we were very highly impacted. 2008, 2009, there was the big economic crisis. So this is nothing new for Seek, nothing new for the team at JobStreet. So we'll weather through it. We'll hold on to and support candidates and job seekers during this time. And we will also hold on to and support employers through this period.
So what kind of do you think you'll be able to rake in 2020? I know 2020 is almost a write-off for a lot of companies. But I ask because, you know, Seek Asia is overall, I think, the second largest contributor to your parent company, Seek Limited. In 2019, it came in at 24% of total revenue after Australia and New Zealand. So will you be able to maintain this kind of revenue contribution?
So clearly our revenue contribution will be lower. Mm-hmm. That's something that we will have to weather through. Again, you know, we're focused on investing and, being a partner with job seekers and employers for the long term. So we'll weather through this downturn like we have previous downturns. And the goal is to make sure that, A, you know, we prioritize the health and safety of our team. And because of that, we continue to work from home. B, you know, continue to support job seekers that are challenged in this period. And C, continue to, support employers through this difficult period as well.
So what lies ahead then for Seek Asia? You're active in seven countries. You know, do you have plans for more at this juncture?
So our immediate focus for Seek Asia is to weather through this challenge in partnership with job seekers and also employers. Beyond that, in the employment business, we see significant growth opportunity in all our markets. And beyond that, we see significant synergy opportunities with the investments that we are making, particularly in the learning business. So if you can imagine some of our markets, like Indonesia, for example, we're still at the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, in terms of penetration, in terms of people using our services. So there's a long runway for us for growth. And interestingly, you know, even in mature markets, there is a significant need for talent, and the, you know, competition for talent just continues to grow. So we're quite comfortable that we're in the right space for the long term, and we see both growth opportunities in the markets that we are strong in, like Hong Kong and Singapore, that might seem like mature, but the demand for talent continues to grow. And also in some of the greenfield opportunities like Indonesia, where many people are still using word of mouth and are not advertising, but are beginning to come online.
Every once in a while, there's talk of potentially merging platforms across the Seek Asia, portfolio. So perhaps JobStreet, JobStreet Malaysia merging with your platforms in Singapore or the Philippines. Is that actually on the cards?
Yeah. So, you know, in 2014, we merged JobStreet and JobsDB. Mm-hmm. So we started off with two very capable platforms. But we quickly realized that, you know, we want to build and deliver services quickly to our customers. And the best way to do that is if we built it once and delivered it to all our customers. So when we talk about the mobile app that I rolled out, that's a common mobile app that is used on both platforms or both brands. So in some ways, you can say that the platforms are merging. So now we have one single mobile app serving all of Seek Asia across two brands, JobStreet and JobsDB. And similarly, you know, we talked about the significantly improved job search and discover process that is being rolled out, that we have already rolled out in places like Hong Kong, Philippines, Singapore to great success. Eminently coming out in Malaysia, those are all a single platform for both brands. So with those, you know, technologies built around the cloud, built around AI and, you know, data, we are able to deliver significantly improved services to candidates and employers across the region.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Suresh. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Raj, for having me, Lynn.
I've been speaking with Suresh Thiru, CEO of Seek Asia. This has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark for The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.